My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. All praises to Allah. We send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واهل العقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. As always we say, whenever we gather in a masjid to study the book of Allah, to study the kalam of Allah, the kalam of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this gathering is witnessed by the malaika. Malaika, angels are witnessing that. And whether you listening to us live here present, or you're listening to us, those who are watching us online as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you greatly for that time you're spending to learn the knowledge. نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَ مْرَأً سَمِعَ مِنِّي مَقَالَةً فَأَدَّاهَا كَمَا سَمِعَهَا. May Allah brighten the faces of those who listen to my speech and share it with others. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Today we'll learn some beautiful etiquettes. Every Monday we learn some etiquettes, some akhlaq, and today we'll learn some etiquettes of calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith says, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. There isn't a thing more honored by Allah than to call unto Allah. Meaning that dua is a weapon, a dua سلاح المؤمن. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the essence of ibadah. You call unto Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is the meaning of ibadah. This is what Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah says, call unto me, I shall answer you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Allah says, call unto me, I shall answer you. Indeed, those who are arrogant to, He didn't say those who are arrogant to make dua for me. He said, those who are arrogant to worship me. So what do we take from this? We take from this that dua is the essence of ibadah, is the meaning of ibadah. That's why in the second sentence Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. He didn't say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ دُعَائِي. Those who are arrogant to call unto me, meaning those who are arrogant to worship me, because dua is the essence of ibadah. Some people think of themselves to be self-sufficient, that they don't need Allah or something. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who does not ask Allah, Allah will be angry with him. Allah is displeased with anyone who does not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't call unto the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah wants us to return back to Him, to call unto Him for anything, small or big. For small things, for big things, you should always turn to who? To Allah Rabbul Arsh subhanahu. Understanding, ikhwa? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narration says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأل الله حتى شسع نعله إذا انقطع. He would ask Allah even for his shoes if it got broken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him to fix it. Allahu Akbar. And the narration says, ورد في الأثر أثر that Musa alayhi salam used to ask Allah even for the salt of his food. Can you imagine that? Ya Rab, grant us salt. Ya Allah, grant us salt for our food. To this extent, subhanallah. So we need to learn this lesson first. Firstly, to turn to Allah, small things, big things, you always depend upon Allah and you always take it from Allah. Because if you don't take it from Allah, from who are you going to take it? Even the smallest of things, Allah Azza wa Jal facilitated for you to happen. You raise your hand up by the power of Allah. You open your eyes and close your eyes by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand this and depend upon Allah. And this is an etiquette by itself of dua, is that you make the dua all the time, whenever you يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Not only when you're facing a difficulty, you call unto Allah. No, you call unto Allah at the difficult times, at the ease time, relief time, you always call unto Allah. This is why Allah will answer you. Allah spoke about certain category of people. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ دَعَانَا. Only when a calamity affects him, he starts to call unto Allah. Another verse is, فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. He makes a wide dua, a lot of dua when a problem happens. Once the problem is removed, مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرٍ مَسَّهُ. He forgets everything and he turns away and he go back to the old ways. Why is that? It is because that person is not sincere. The sincere people always turn to Allah in everything. Small things, big things, etc. طيب. Speaking about the etiquettes. But before mentioning those etiquettes, I'll count to you. The etiquettes will be in bullet points. Some etiquettes before dua, some etiquettes of dua before dua, and some etiquettes during dua, and some etiquettes after dua. So we will divide it into three categories. Etiquettes of dua before dua, etiquettes of dua during dua, etiquettes of dua after dua. Okay? And we'll learn some of the secrets of how to get your dua answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can your dua be answered by Allah azza wa jal? But before that, we need to understand that every single dua get answered, but in different ways. As long as you call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sincere, and your dua doesn't have qat'u silatul rahim, there is not a dua with ism, with su, with evil. You're not asking for evil to happen, or to cut the family ties, then your dua is answered. But in different ways. Either Allah will give you your dua, what you ask for, Allah will give it to you in dunya, or Allah will delay it for you and will give you reward in the next life, or Allah will forgive some of your sins through this dua. So the dua get answered in various ways. Sometimes Allah will compensate you with something different. So that's why a lot of people say, "Ah, doubt falam yustajab li." I called unto Allah, I didn't get what I asked for. Ya akhi, Allah Azza wa Jal want to forgive you, want to give you more hasanat, want to elevate your rank. So don't give up and don't think that your dua is not answered. It is answered, but sometimes we don't see the answer. We don't see this answer. The answer is in different way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your dua in the way that will fix you, in the way that will be beneficial to you. So you should trust this. Udu Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Call unto Allah while you are sure that Allah will answer. Will answer in which way? In my way? No, in His way. He will answer in His way, the way that Allah sees that is good for you, because Allah is Rahim, Allah is merciful to us. If Allah mentioned this in the Quran, if Allah Azza wa Jal answered all of us to the ways that we want, to the things that we want, لَفَسَدَتْ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Life will be corrupted. Life will be corrupted. If Allah answered everyone's dua as is, everyone asks for something, I'll get this one. I want to get this thing. Then our duas will collapse, will collide with one another, and it will spoil the heavens and the earth. One day they got two prisoners that they were sent to execution. They were sent to execution. So from the customs of the tyrant people, when they want to send someone for execution to kill him, so they ask him first, before they kill him, they ask him, "What is your wish? What do you wish?" So they ask the first one, "What do you wish?" He said, I wish to see my mother before I die. Before you kill me, I wish to see my mother." So they ask the second one, "What do you wish?" He said, "I wish that he doesn't see his mother." And their du'as already collided with one another. And so we need to trust the taqdeer of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal will answer your du'a in the best way. Never give up and never think that your du'a is not answered. Keep this in mind, ikhwa. I want you to keep this in mind in the beginning, so that you don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Now coming to another important point. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, narration says, من فتح له باب من الدعاء فتحت له أبواب الرحمة. If a door of dua is open for you, it's like a door of rahmah, of mercy is open for you. The fact that you see yourself making dua, this is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It means Allah wants to answer you. That's why He inspired you to make dua. And inspired you to call again and to be persistent and to call again and again. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who did that to you. He gave you that power, He gave you that capacity, so that you call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over, because He wants to give you. He wants to answer you. Allah wants to answer you. But just don't give up. Be persistent, because now all this repeat, you're repeating and repeating and repeating. All this forgiveness of sins and hasanat, elevation of rank, all this because of your dua. To the extent that some people on the day of judgment, narration says, on the day of judgment, those people whose du'as were answered in dunya, they called unto Allah and their du'as, their supplications were answered as is. When they see the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal stored for those people whose du'as were not answered, whose du'as were not answered in dunya and was stored for them in the akhirah, they would wish that all their du'as were not answered in dunya. Allahu Akbar. You see the greatness of the du'a and the power of the du'a. So the Sahaba said, إِذَا نُكْثِرْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, then we'll do a lot of du'a, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, Allahu A'zam, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. What Allah has for you is greater than what you're going to say from du'a. Meaning for every du'a, there is some rewards and heaps of rewards and forgiveness and elevation in rank. So then make du'a for everything. What stops you from calling unto Allah? Allahumma arzuqna shayan, Ya Allah grant us tea. Allahumma arzuqna ma'an, Ya Allah grant us water. Ya Allah, anything that you want, ask Allah for it. Anything that you want, get accustomed to that. Get accustomed to that. And so you will start to, you talk to Allah. You will find yourself talking to Allah the whole day. And this was exactly Rasulullah sallam. The messenger was like that. He was talking to Allah the whole day. You see, what we call it, adhkarul yawm wal layla, or the ad'iyah of the day and night. It's dua, it's basically dua. When you enter the house, when you come out of the house, when you see the rain, always you'll find du'as in it. How did the Sahaba memorize all these du'as and adhkar of the day and night? They knew it because they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always was calling unto Allah. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دائم الذكر في جميع أحيانه. He was always in dhikr, always in dua, and dua is part of dhikr. Dua is part of dhikr because it reminds of Allah. Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, I'm having this issue. My son is troubling me and I'm having... Talk to Allah like that. Sometimes people might pass by you and see you talking and think, oh, he's mad or something. Is he talking to himself? No, you're talking to Allah. You're talking to Allah Azza wa Jal. Perhaps you've seen a viral video was in Mecca. Someone was sitting in front of the Kaaba, a very poor person and a simple person, subhanAllah, sitting in front of the Kaaba and was making dua to Allah after salah. And he was sitting, and he's sitting down on the ground in front of the Kaaba, and he was talking to Allah, he goes, Ya Allah. And he's explaining to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, this is talking to Allah. Can we do this? Can we talk to Allah in this way? Talk to Allah Azza wa Jalla as if Allah is present in front of you. Allah is listening to you. Allah is watching. Allah is not absent from your life and from the life of every single one of us. Keep this in mind. طيب. Now coming to the adab, the etiquettes before dua. Some etiquettes we need to keep into consideration before dua. And if we know these etiquettes, it will make our dua so powerful. Your dua will get accepted always. Number one, we already mentioned one of them, الدعاء في الرخاء والشدة. Call unto Allah at all times. Comfort time, ease time, difficulties. Always call unto Allah. Number two is always get accustomed to call unto Allah, especially after accomplishing any good. You finish salah, dua. You finish fasting, dua. Why the dua before iftar for the sa'im is highly accepted by Allah? Because you accomplish some good deed. Now you call unto Allah by the blessing of this good deed. You see? You finish reciting the Quran. You recite it for today, not the Khatmul Quran dua. No, you recite it for today. For today you recite it. And then you finish recitation, one page, two pages, whatever. At the end, call unto Allah. Why? Because this is Amal al-Salih. And this Amal al-Salih, your dua can get accepted because of it. Sayyida, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallam, Umm Salama, radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, allimni kalimat ad'u bihinna Allah. Teach me some words that I can call unto Allah using them. They say, tusabbihina Allah ashran, وتحمدين عشرا وتكبرين عشرا then you call unto Allah. If you say اللهم اغفر لي, Allah will forgive you. If you say whatever you say, you're going to get accepted. Why? Because she introduced some good deed first. What is it? The dhikr. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Then dua after that. In salah. Even in salah, you see in salah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawm al-deen. All this is introduction. Amal salih. Quran. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. At the end, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. The dua came at the end of the surah, surah al-fatiha, the opening. But before that, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawm al-deen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Then the dua, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Understand this secret, ya akhwa? Introduce for yourself. Some people would do the amal al-salih on purpose. Because I want to make dua. So let me go and do some amal al-salih. Beside the dhikr. Beside the dhikr, that's very easy. Very easy, oh, I can't find any amal al-salih now and I need to make dua. Right, make some tasbih and call unto Allah. Make some takbir and call unto Allah. Some tahmid, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, wa rasulullah, and call unto Allah. Don't just ask straight like that. Introduce something. Sadaqah, call unto Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakah of the sadaqah. التوسل بالعمل الصالح. This is called what in Islam? It's called التوسل بالعمل الصالح. Seeking the good deed as a mean to get the acceptance of the dua. And this is highly encouraged in Islam. مقبول. In Bukhari and Muslim. It is mentioned, the famous story that Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned about those people who were in the cave. And the cave closed on them. And they were inside the cave. And then a big rock was blocking the entrance of the cave. And so each one of them started to remember some of the good deeds. I remember one of them, first one remembered some of the good deeds. He was doing good to his parents. And he called, Ya Allah, if you know that I did this for your sake, Ya Allah, take us out of that. Help us to come out. So the rock moved a bit. And then the second one remembered some good deed and called unto Allah using that good deed. And the third one, the same thing, until the whole rock was taken away and they came out. So we learn from this was, التوسل بالعمل الصالح, highly accepted. You do some good deed. Sometimes you do it on purpose, no problem. Sometimes you remember some of the good deeds that you did in the past, no problem. And you will find in the Quran, many of the salihin, when they call unto Allah, they mention some of the good deeds. Inna mu'minun, inna muslimun. They call unto Allah like this, Ya Allah, I am a Muslim. Right? They talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. They come to Allah with their iman and Islam, introducing iman and Islam for the acceptance of their dua. طيب, the next point, أطب مطعمك. All this before dua. Before dua. Rasulullah says to Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه, أطب مطعمك تكن مستجاب الدعاء. If you eat halal, your dua is going to get accepted fast and swift. أطب مطعمك. Make sure the source of income is halal. Why you say that? Because some will say, yeah, of course, Sheikh. Of course, my food is from halal. I get the food from halal butchery, Sheikh. Thinking that it's only halal butchery or the substance itself, it must be halal. Yes, of course, that's part of it. But even the source of income should be halal. So if you working selling alcohol, for example, the source of income is haram, and then you get the money from haram, and you buy food with haram money, right? Still, your food is not halal. Why? Even if the substance is halal, but you are actually the source of income is haram. So you're feeding yourself from haram. You understand, ya akhwan? That's why the hadith says, the Prophet said, a person would be, وَذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ أَشْعَثٌ أَغْبَرٌ يَقُولْ يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ وَمَلْبَسُهُ مِنْ حَرَامٍ وَمَطْعَمُهُ مِنْ حَرَامٍ وَمَشْرَبُهُ مِنْ حَرَامٍ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. This is the hadith of Rasulullah. He says, someone is standing there by the Kaaba, أشعثٌ أغبر, يعني he's traveling, because of his travel, his hair is dusty, and he's standing in front of the Kaaba and raising his hands up, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. But his food is from haram, his clothes from haram, he's nourished from haram. How will Allah accept from him? How will this person get the acceptance of the dua when the food is, the source of income is haram and his life is from haram? أطب مطعم, very important point for the istijaba of the dua. Very important point for the istijabah of the dua. طيب, the next one, ya ikhwa, it is a recommendation, it is not a must. But obviously, the more you do it, the strong the dua will be. And a lot of Muslims aren't aware of it. Al-wudu. Wudu is not a must. It's not a fard to make wudu. But if you make wudu and you make dua, your dua is more stronger. You clean. Call unto Allah and you are so clean. Al-wudu. طيب then يا إخوة choosing the time it's also all before dua choosing the time obviously you can make dua to Allah عز وجل at all times you can call unto Allah right but sometimes are very auspicious times for the istijaba of the dua this is the time you should utilize if that you must make dua during that time if you want your dua to be you must make dua during that time tahajjud time very powerful time for the istijaba of the dua So a lot of people when they come for marriage counseling or problems or difficulties or ruqya or something, where are you from tahajjud salah? And call unto Allah during that time where Allah Azza wa Jal says, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأُعْطِيهِ Anyone who's asking so I can give him, anyone who's making dua, this is the time where Allah Azza wa Jal is asking you. This time you should be there awake calling unto Allah. Two rak'at of salah, four rak'at of salah, whatever you can, and you call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own words, in your own language. Complain to Allah and tell Allah Azza wa Jal what is the problem. Solve a lot of problems, ikhwah. That a lot of Muslims, they don't doing that. That time of tahajjud, no one knows about you, nothing. And you just, you and Allah, you talk to Allah. Allah, you will see the warmth of the answer. The warmth of the answer will overwhelm you. Such an overwhelming feeling. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending you a message that I heard you, don't worry. I heard you. Don't worry. Allah will reassure you. Don't worry. Your dua is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Such a feeling that will make you shed tears. That feeling when you call unto Allah at the time of tahajjud and you alone and your own words and your own language and you're talking to Allah. Such a beautiful feeling. Man dhaqa araf. The one who tasted this feeling, he can tell you, he can attest to that. Time. So choose the time of tahajjud. The time between adhan and iqamah. Between adhan and iqamah, very auspicious time for dua. The time just before Maghrib, very auspicious time for dua. The time before Fajr, very auspicious time for dua. The time of Salatul Duha, very auspicious time for dua. That's all during the day, right? Then the time after Salah, after every Salah, this time after every Salah is very auspicious time. Why? Because you accomplish, you finish Salah. So that's why you see many of the imam, they start making dua. Why? Because this dua is very auspicious time here. It's going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say Ameen. Understand, Ya Akhwah? Time. Now we finish the times of the day. There is also the times of the year, such as Yawm Arafah. Khayru du'a, du'a Yawm Arafah. The best of du'a is a du'a on the day of Arafah. Right. And the du'a on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. The du'a in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Very auspicious time for du'a. The auspicious days, you increase the dua in these days. Understand? So choose the time. And also you can add to that, choose the place, the places. Of course, the dua in Arafah is more powerful than the dua here. Understand? Dua in Arafah, dua in a masjid, dua in a corner in your house for Quran and for... Spend that time in dua and in auspicious places as well. طيب. Now coming to the etiquette of dua during the dua. During the dua itself, in points. One of the etiquettes, رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ What is رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ? Raising your hands. Raising your hands. In the sunnah, ikhwa, there are various ways of raising the hands, so let us not fight. I make like this sheikh. Have you ever heard about this? That you can make dua like this also? Yeah, the masnoon, it's part of the sunnah. Make dua like this, especially during istisqa time. Make dua like this, or like this. Joining the two hands together and call unto Allah. Rasulullah sallam, most of the time, used to join his two hands together and call unto Allah, and it's open. As if you're receiving something, you know? You receive something from Allah. Allah's giving you something. You understand? So raise your hands. Inna Allah yastahi. The narration says, Allah Azza wa Jal is timid. That his servant raises his hands up for dua, and Allah will return it back empty-handed. Allah won't return it back empty-handed. If you raise your hands up, you'll get something. Don't think it's going to be empty-handed. There is something that Allah will say. So you raise your hands up, you call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next, التوجه للقبلة. Try to face the qibla. Whether you are at home, whether you are in the masjid, whether you are, try to face the qibla when you call unto Allah. Face the direction of the salah. When you're calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to face the direction of the salah. Understand, ya طيب. البدء بالحمد والثناء. Starting the dua always with praising Allah. Some praises. And often you see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is praising Allah.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Some various praises first. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu la ilaha illa ant. الحنان المنان بديع السماوات والأرض ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله any حمد الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. Sometimes you find some imams before they start making dua they say الفاتحة and they start making dua. Yeah, because الفاتحة is an introduction by itself. الفاتحة already includes حمد and ثناء. الحمد لله رب العالمين. And then sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah comes next after that, to send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, the Prophet came to the masjid and he saw someone making dua so quickly. Rabbi ighfir li, Allah forgive me, straight. The Prophet said, عَجَّلْتَ أَيُّهَا الْمُصَلِّي. You are in a hurry. When you call unto Allah, you should first start with praising Allah. Then send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah. Then ask Allah for your need. He taught him and taught all of us a lesson. Some people, they do the salah ala nabi in the beginning and at the end. And they do the hamd in the beginning at the end. So in the beginning, Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa akhiru da'awahum anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Understand? They do this in the beginning and at the end. No problem. No problem. And some people, they do it in the beginning, in the end, in the middle. Even in the middle. Because they say, you see, dua'un bayna salatayni fahal yurad. A dua in between two salah ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can Allah will accept the salah ala al-Nabi in the beginning and the salah ala al-Nabi at the end and the dua in the middle is not going to be accepted? Impossible. So that's you understand why these etiquettes are there. Etiquettes of calling unto Allah. Al-bid'u bil-hamdi wa-salati wa-thanai wa-salati wa-salami ala Rasulillah. Then using the names of Allah in the dua. We spoke about this a few times before. Try to choose from the attributes of Allah what befits the need. What befits your need. So for example, you want rizq from Allah. Anta al-razzaq, la ilaha illa ant. Kul anta Allah. Allahumma anta al-razzaq, la ilaha illa ant. Rizqni rizqan halalan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. And at the end you can use the razzaq again. Innaka anta al-razzaq. Indeed you are al-razzaq. You are the sustainer. You can qualify the two names together. Not only al-razzaq. There are so many names that connected to rizq. For example, al-ghani, the most rich. Innaka anta al-razzaq al-ghani. إنك أنت الرزاق الوهاب the giver. إنك أنت الرزاق المغني. إنك الباسط. These are names that connected to rizq and sustenance. Use for you want shifa, cure. Which of the attributes of Allah will befit that need of cure? الشافي. إنك أنت الشافي. لا شفاء إلا شفاءك. إشفي أنت الشافي. اللهم أنت الشافي. إن سنة there's a dua like that. Understand, so choose from use the attributes of Allah in the dua and choose it. And you'll see in many of the du'as of the prophets, they use the attributes of Allah always. It was like often use it, they always use the names of Allah in their du'as. But us, I find a lot of Muslims making dua and not using the names of Allah at all. Not using the names of Allah at all. Use the names of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the good names, so call unto Allah using them. Use the names of Allah when you make dua. In the beginning, at the end, in the beginning and at the end, choose the names of Allah in your dua. It gives it power. And you hang yourself and connect yourself to this name. That's why some of the ulama said, Ismullah al-A'zam, the greatest name of Allah, it is that name that you need the most at the time when you're calling unto Allah. It is that name that you need the most when you're calling unto Allah. At the time when you're calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for richness, you hang yourself and connect it so much to Al-Ghani. Al-Ghani, Ya Ghani, La Ghani, Ya Illa Ant, Ghnini Min Al-Faqr, Ghnini Ya Allah. You connect it to Al-Ghani. That's the name. That's Ismullah Al-Azam for you at that. Because all the names are for Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you understand, Ya Ikhwan? At the time when you want power, that name Al-Qawi. You hang yourself to this name Al-Qawi and you connect yourself to it. And you feel it. That's the one. Understand, Ya Ikhwan? Taib. Then, Ya Ikhwan, also from the adab and the etiquettes, after using the names of Allah, use La ilaha illallah in the dua, whether in the beginning of the dua or at the end of the dua. Use the kalima. Kalima to tawheed, if it is used in a dua, it gives it power. Gives the dua power. As well, seeing many of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned either in the beginning or at the end. La ilaha illa ant. The dua of Sayyidina Yunus, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The dua of Sayyidul Istighfar, it's called Sayyidul Istighfar, the master form of Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika. You see? And many of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll find kalimatul tawheed is there. Gives power to the dua. La ilaha illa Allah. Musa alayhi salam, he says, Ya Rab, teach me some word that I can use when I call unto you. Musa alayhi salam, the narration is authentic. So Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Musa, Ya Musa, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say La ilaha illallah. يعني use La ilaha illallah in a dua. Allah himself is telling Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, use La ilaha illallah in a dua. She said, Ya Rab, كُلُّ عِبَادِكَ يَقُلُونَ La ilaha illallah. My Lord, all your servants are saying La ilaha illallah. All the pious servants, all the believers, they also say La ilaha illallah like me. He wanted something special. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said to him, Oh Musa, if La ilaha illallah were to be placed on one side of the scale, and the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them and whoever is in them is on the other side of the scale, the side that has La ilaha illallah will overweight all. See the power of La ilaha illallah? قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say La ilaha illallah, you will be successful. Your dua will be answered. Very powerful to add it in a dua. I don't need to stress more in this point specifically. Type. The next one. The next point. At-tawbah. In the beginning of your dua, always introduce the tawbah and istighfar. Want your dua to get accepted? Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma ghfir li. Allahumma anta Allah, la ilaha illa anta al-ghafoor, al-raheem. Ghfir li. Ask Allah forgiveness first. Why? Because sometimes your sins act like a barrier between your dua and the istijaba of the dua. So when you make istighfar, that barrier falls away. Now your dua reaches straight. Istighfar in the beginning, tawbah to Allah. Call unto Allah when you're doing the sin. Like that person, a crook, he wanted to steal. So as he was going to steal, Ya Rabbi, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq. What tawfiq? Tawfiq to steal? Give me success. Success to steal? It's not acceptable, of course. It's not accepted by Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're like mocking yourself like that. And they say, no, you stop the sin and you call unto Allah. Stop that sinful act that you're doing, you call unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make istighfar and tawbah, call unto Allah. Let's get accepted by Allah. Understand, ya ikhwan? Tayyib. The next point, at-tikrar wal-ilhah, repeat. I did it once, Shaykh. I called unto Allah for a good spouse and I didn't get. Once. Repeat and repeat and repeat. Allah want to hear your voice. Sometimes Allah delay the answer because Allah Azza wa Jal want to see with testing your persistence. Testing your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never lose hope. Sometimes the delay is for you to increase you in hasanat. To forgive many of your sins. The delay is for your sake. The delay is to elevate you in rank in Jannah. Don't worry. Don't panic. Just call and repeat again and again and again. Allah love that. And the fact that you are persistent in the dua, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to give you. Just keep it up. Never lose hope as long as you are still alive. Keep on repeating the dua. The next. Al-khushu'u wal-ittirar wal-tadarru'. Same words for the same meaning. That to humble yourself and to humiliate yourself to Allah. You call unto Allah, humiliate yourself to Allah, Ya Rabb. That's why dua in sujood is highly accepted. Why dua in sujood is highly accepted? أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. The closest position you are from Allah when you are in sujood position. Why? Because you humble yourself to Allah. You are so humble to Allah. This position is highly accepted by Allah for this reason. For this reason. Humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you humble to Allah and break yourself to Allah and shed tears. Why not shed tears? Shed tears. You will see Allah, your dua is accepted immediately. I told you before, I'm not sure, or maybe some other masjid, about Mahmud ibn Nuruddin Zanki. His name is Mahmud ibn Nuruddin Zanki, rahmahullah. He was the ustad of Salahuddin. So in one of the battles against the Crusades, he fell down on the ground and he called unto Allah in sujood before the battle finished, before the battle start. And he said, Ya Allah, grant victory to Islam today. And don't grant victory to Mahmud. Who is Mahmud the dog so that you can give him victory? out of his humbleness to Allah, he said, who am I? I am a dog, ya Allah, I'm nothing. Give victory to Islam. Don't give victory to Mahmud the dog. He humbled himself to Allah Azza wa Jal in this way. So Allah granted the Muslimin victory. Allah granted the Ummah victory in this battle. So, and no one knew about the situation. No one knew about his dua, nothing. And then later on, one of the soldiers who had certain needs and wanted Mahmud to fulfill it to him, he was worried how to tell him, how to approach him. So he slept in one of the nights and he saw Rasulullah in a dream, in a vision. And in the dream he got to tell Rasulullah, Rasulullah, I want to ask for this need to be fulfilled. And I'm afraid to call, I'm afraid to talk to the leader, Mahmud. He said, no, go to him and tell him, Rasulullah sent me and asked you to fulfill the need for me. He said, ya Rasulullah, is there any sign, anything, any sign that you can give me so that he believes me that I saw you? He said, yes. Tell him, on that night when you stayed, when you prostrated down on the ground in a place called Tal Harim in Syria, and you said, ya Allah, give victory to Islam and don't give victory to Mahmud the dog. Go and tell him that. So that man, he woke up in the morning, he knew that this is haqq, a ru'ya haqq, a vision, a true dream. A true dream. Sometimes people come to us for dreams, etc., interpretation. So this is a dream. This is not a true dream. This is a vision. This is not a vision. A vision that you see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and it's very clear and you see the features of Rasulullah, it's haqq. It's haqq. So that man saw the vision and he went to the leader, tent. And he said to him, you know, I saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. And this is alama, a sign for me to ask you for a need. I want you to fulfill for me this need. So say, what did Rasulullah say to you? What is the alama? What is the sign? He said, Rasulullah told me that the alama, the sign, is that when you prostrated down on the ground in a place called Tal Harim and you called unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you said, ya Allah, give victory to Islam. And he was so shy to say, and don't give victory to Mahmud the dog. He hid it away. So he cut that part. He edited it. So he filtered it. So then that Mahmud, you already know the alama, he's the full one. He said, no, the alama is not complete. This is not the full one. So you have to say it all. Like either you say it all or your need is not going to be fulfilled. You say, what is it? He said, he was reluctant to say, he said, give victory to Islam and don't give victory to Mahmud the dog. He said, now it's right, I'm going to give it to you. Now I'm going to fulfill your need. But the lesson here is that he was so humble. He humbled himself to Allah Azza wa Jalla Rabbul Arsh. See in the Quran, Allah mentioned that. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who answered the muttar, the one who have no door except Allah? So you humble yourself, you break yourself to Allah. Ya Rabb, I have no other door, no way except your way. Allah mentioned in the Quran that ittirar that led non-Muslims in the ocean, who were drowning in the ocean, when they already knew that they're going to die, they forgot all the other deities and idols and the worship of Jesus and the worship of anything, and they only turned to Allah. دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They called unto Allah only. That if you save us, we're going to worship you alone, and we're not going to make any partners to you, etc. Allah answered them because of their ittirar, because of that condition that they were in. But once Allah saved them, they returned back to the old ways. Inna lillah. But the lesson for us is that ittirar and khushu and humbleness to Allah can make wonders happen. Can make wonders happen. You turn to Allah and only to Allah, and only my Allah can save me, not anyone else. A woman in the Hajj, and that woman, her house got burned, and she raised her hands in the Kaaba, closer to the Kaaba, and she said, Allahumma anta al-ma'mulu li ahsani al-khalaf, wa biyadika at-ta'widu amma talaf. فاصنع بنا ما أنت أهله فإن أرزاقنا عليك وآمالنا مصروفة إليك. يا الله, you are the one who I have hope to compensate me. I have no other one to compensate me except you. أنت المأمول لأحسن الخلف وبيدك التعويض عما تلف. In your hand is all the khair for what I missed, for what I lost. فاصنع بنا ما أنت أهله. Do to me what you are worthy of. يا الله, do to me what you are worthy of, because my rizq is on you only, and my hope, all my hope is in you only. So the king was making tawaf around the Kaaba and he heard her. So he said, if this is your dua, what did you miss? What did you lose? She said, I lost my house. He said, Allah answered your dua. He ordered for a house, a beautiful house for her. And he said to her, anytime Anytime you have any need, just come to me straight. He said, no, I'm not going to come to you. I'm going to come to the Kaaba here and call unto my Rabb. And he will answer me like how he answered me the first time. Allahu Akbar. See the ta'alluq billah. You see the hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. When you have that hope, it can make wonders happen to you. Understand, ikhwa? طيب, so see al-ittirar. وَالْخُشُوعُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَالْإِقَانُ فِي الْإِجَابَةِ You are sure that Allah will answer you. One of the etiquettes as well, خَفْضُ الصَّوْتِ Lower your voice. Lower your voice. Some will make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb. Rasulullah says, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدَعُونَ أَصَمًا You're not calling upon a deaf God. Call unto Allah softly, ya akhi. Call unto Allah softly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those who whisper to Allah. They whisper to Allah and Allah answered their whisper. This is in the Quran. They whisper to Allah. So talk to Allah. So you just hear yourself. Just hear yourself. Don't raise your voice so loud when you are calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand? Al-buka, if you can cry, cry. If you can cry when you're calling unto Allah, it's a very good sign. Cry. Calling unto Allah is a very good thing to receive the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point, ikhwa. لا تتعدى. What's لا تتعدى? Do not. Some people they don't call for right things. They call for strange things. They call for things that is inappropriate. Don't call for inappropriate things. They say, Ya Allah, grant me wings and let me fly. What are you talking about? That's called التعدي في الدعاء. It's not acceptable in Islam. It's not right to call to Allah like that. Ya Allah, transform me from a man to become a woman. That's what you're talking about. That's not a right way to call unto Allah. Understand, ya akhwah? So you need to keep this into consideration. لا تتعدى في الدعاء. طيب, the next point. The next point, ya akhwah. You don't have to make a long dua, a so long dua, and bas rhyme must all end with in. Not necessarily. Call unto Allah. Any dua that must come from your heart, in any language, that dua should come deep from your heart. Allah can understand any language. Not necessarily dua be in Arabic. Call unto Allah, talk to Allah in your own words, in your own language, and see that this is more moving to your heart, more connecting you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, ya ikhwah? طيب. Then the next one, ya ikhwah, express your situation to Allah. Make this as part of your dua, to express some of your situation in the beginning of the dua. After praising Allah, sending peace and salutations of Rasulullah, using the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dua, istighfar and tawbah, express your situation in dua. Ya Allah, I'm having this issue, and this problem is troubling me, and I can't find a job, and I don't have anyone except you. Ya Allah, help me. Express your situation to Allah. But Allah knows my situation, Shaykh. Yes, of course, Allah knows your situation. But when you express your situation, it humbles you. It breaks you to Allah. It brings you tears. So your dua get accepted. See, what is the purpose of expressing yourself to Allah? Because it will humble you. It will make you weak, simple. Breaking yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find tears coming immediately as soon as you express your situation to Allah. Ya Rabb. Someone just say, Ya Rabb. Yeah, that Ya Rab that's coming from their hearts, it has everything. It has lots of loads of, they're taking off loads of stress out of their hearts. Ya Rab, just Ya Rab, tears will flow immediately. My situation is like this. I can't imagine the picture or the scene of Sayyidina Ayyub when he was calling unto Allah. Rabbi inni massani yadur. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ My Rabb, I was touched by calamity, with sickness, and you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, a Nabi expressed his situation after a long period of time of sabr. Allah answered him immediately. Right? And Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا My Lord, my hair turned grey. And my bones becoming weak, and I'm getting older now, and I don't have a child. Ya Allah, Allah granted him a child. The impossible become possible. Why is it? Express your situation to Allah. Understand, ya akhwah? طيب. Lastly, الدعاء للمسلمين and to the ummah. Make dua to the others. الدعاء بظهر الغيب مقبول. You make dua for the ummah, then this dua get accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and for the ummah. And the angels say, وَلَكَ بِالْمِثْلِ, and for you too. So make sure to always don't forget the ummah from your dua. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. Ya Allah, forgive all the ummah, the muslimin and the muslimat. الْأَحْيَاءَ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ, those who are alive and those who passed away. Tomorrow you will be under the soil and you will receive the du'as of the ummah, the individuals of the ummah for you. Understand, ikhwah? How many minutes left for the Isha? How many? 5 minutes. 7 minutes, طيب, inshallah, almost done. Alhamdulillah, طيب. So we said, الدعاء للمسلمين. After that, ya ikhwah, after calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and using these etiquettes in dua, you have hope in the answer. What is left after the dua is to have hope in the answer and to await for the answer without losing hope. Await for the answer without losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After you did all these etiquettes, now you wait for the answer and you have hope that Allah will answer you in the best way that befits you. My Rabb will answer me in the best way that befits me. And I'm happy and accepting this way, whatever it is. If it came that my dua, I got exactly what I asked for, great, alhamdulillah. I didn't get exactly what I asked for, but I am sure Allah granted me forgiveness. Allah elevated my rank in Jannah. Allah protected me from certain evil because of that dua. Your dua also protects you from evil. You ask for something, you didn't get that thing exactly, but because of your dua, Allah protected you from certain accidents, from certain sicknesses, etc., because of your dua, for something else. You see, ikhwah? So you have yaqeen and hope that Allah will answer you in a way or another, in the best way that befits you. Do Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah. Have hope in Allah. Never lose hope in the answer. I'm summarizing. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah have a beautiful statement about that. He said, إِذَا جَمَعَ الدَّاعِي مَعَ الدُّعَاءِ حُضُورُ الْقَلْبِ. When the one who's calling unto Allah, his heart is attending. He knows what he says. He's conscious of Allah. وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا مِّنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ. And he's calling unto Allah at the time of ijaba, istijaba. Right? And he says, وَصَادَفَ خُشُوعًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. And this happened while he's khashi, he's humble, breaking himself to Allah. وَانْكِسَارًا بَيْنَ يَدَيَ الرَّبِّ. وَذُلًّا وَتَضَرُّعًا وَرِقَّةً. And he's humiliating himself to Allah. وَاسْتَقْبَلَ الدَّاعِي الْقِبْلَةِ. And he received the qibla when he was calling unto Allah. وَكَانَ عَلَى طَهَارَةٍ. And he was on tahara, on wudu, while he's calling unto Allah. وَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And he raised his hands to Allah. وَبَدَأَ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ. And he started with the praises of Allah and sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ قَدَّمَ بَيْنَ حَاجَتِهِ التَّوْبَةَ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Then he started with the first dua that he started calling unto is to tawbah and istighfar. He repented to Allah and make istighfar. ثُمَّ دَخَلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then he started to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his needs. وَأَلَحَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ. And he kept on repeating what he wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدَوَسَّلَ إِلَى إِلَيْهِ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. And he used the names of Allah azza wa jalla and his sifat in the dua. وَتَوْحِيدَهُ. And he used the tawheed, kalimatu tawheed, in the dua. وَقَدَّمَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ دُعَاءَهُ صَدَقَةَ. And he introduced sadaqah while he's giving like عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ. He introduced that before his dua. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الدُّعَاءُ لَا يَكَادُ يُرَدُّ أَبَدًا. He said, this dua will never be rejected. A dua in this way will never be rejected. Ibn al-Qayyib rahimahullah, this great alim, the tilmidh, the student of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And those were amalika, giants of ilm and knowledge. And he summarized that. He wrote over 100 kitab. Authored 100 kitab, this great alim Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, in different fields of knowledge, subhanallah. And he affirmed on these beautiful points that we called upon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to benefit us from these beautiful points and etiquettes of calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah azza wa jal accept our dua, accept our supplication. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. جزاكم الله خير الجزاء. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.